what we thought we knew about the Chinese Communist Party was that they were, in fact, extremely systematic and were successful in implementing an almost totalitarian vision of communist society. That is what we, the received wisdom. And it was based upon statements like the one that Mao announced at the 8th CCP Congress in September 1956, and I'm reading it, so I quote directly, "We have gained a decisive victory in the socialist revolution, and our party is now more united, more consolidated than at any time in the past." And this is in 1956. And these were the kinds of assessments which were really forms of official propaganda. They were rallying speeches that were being made by the leadership to a growing circle, but of cadres, and trying to convince them that they and to inspire them in achieving this vision. But it was by no means a realistic assessment of the situation. That is what we thought we knew about the Chinese Communist Party. But as I just said a little bit earlier, that in fact the reality of the situation was that the Chinese Communist Party, in the aftermath of the revolution, was itself internally divided into camps of cadres with different sorts of experiences that had been shaped in large part by the Civil War, and that neither of those two groups were particularly well suited for the challenges of governing, and especially governing in light of the almost unimaginable sets of obstacles that the Chinese people faced shortly after the 1949 revolution. That being the case, I just want to stress one more time that what I think is important in understanding how well the communists were able to implement their vision is to get beyond these sort of ideological understandings of the communist menace and the totalizing machine or the totalitarian regime that some people would argue that either Mao or Stalin, or Lenin for that matter, might have envisioned for the Communist Party. That was might have been, in some ways, a blueprint or a goal that was never fully achieved. And on the other hand, these sort of propagandistic statements that were being issued by the leaders at the time. The point of the matter really is that China has always been very large, very difficult to govern, with a very diverse internal population, a very poorly developed infrastructure, so not well-developed roads system, certainly at this point. Railroads were still in their infancy, very difficult for communication and for national integration. So now, having said that, the Chinese communists were, I think, very much encouraged shortly after the revolution at how well things were going. But it's important to remember that the Chinese Communist Party has not, I think, up until the last 10 years, so from the year 2000 to 2010, has only now just begun to truly develop what they are calling its governing capacity. So the point to keep in mind, I think, is that throughout the Mao era and beyond, Chinese Communist Party may have made very authoritative statements, may have crafted very elaborate and ambitious strategies for the remaking of society, but that these were only imperfectly implemented, and at best had enormous regional variation in their successes.